Welcome to episode 14 of This One's For the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good and find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. This episode is sponsored by This One's For the Working Mama book. If you want more of the working mama and practical tips and guidance to balance your home and work while living a purposeful life, this book is for you. Purchase your copy on Amazon.com or Target.com today. Episode 14, Setting the Temperature. Who controls the thermostat in your house? We have one of those smart thermostats that you control with your phone, and for a couple of years, we would secretly battle each other for control to obtaining our perfect temp. I am content at 74 during the day and 73 at night. It's cold enough to not be breaking a sweat, but mild enough to not be chilly. At night, the extra degree, it lets me enjoy the coziness of a blanket on the couch or a comforter on the bed without getting hot. Now, my husband, on the other hand, he would prefer you could hang neat in the living room. He prefers the chill to the air at all times, and his philosophy is the colder the better when it's time for bed. For Valentine's Day last year, I asked him for one thing and one thing only, an electric blanket. I had tired from playing the thermostat battle and resolved that if he liked it cold at night, I could survive with setting number 3 on my electric blanket. But regardless of who sets the physical temperature in your home, I bet there is one of you that more dominantly sets the temperature and tone of the environment. My guess is that there is one of you whose outlook, attitude, and amount of sleep the night before impacts those you share your home with like a domino effect. In my house, that person is me. If I am tired, grumpy, hangry, or stressed, everyone feels it. I believe they feel the ripple effect because they all look to me for very specific needs. My kids look to me for security, their schedules, and encouragement. I am the one to put them to bed and wake them. I notify them about what lies ahead in their day, and I lay out their clothes, brush their teeth, and remind them of what this day has in store. I am their day planner, their alarm clock, and their navigator. There's very little they have to determine on their own. They just have to follow the steps I lay out. My husband looks to me in a different way. He looks to me to create the home, not just the physical environment, but also maintain all things kids, activities, schoolwork, and on occasion, be the peacekeeper to settle arguments, lovingly reprimand, or enforce chores and timeouts. I don't list these tasks with any contempt, comparison, or negativity. I can recognize these roles that they view me in because I've claimed them and I own them. But the truth is, if I'm having an off day, if I'm missing the mark on any of these things, they feel it. The kids get anxious and nervous, and they ask me many times if mommy is okay. They will even be extra helpful to try and do chores or clean up after themselves because they intuitively sense that mommy is fragile. My husband Chris is no different. He can sense it without even having to ask and often can pinpoint it spot on with questions like, are you feeling tired? Or are you just hungry? As a result of witnessing my mood shift, I rarely like to give him the satisfaction in the moment of admitting those to be true and often utter the obligatory, I'm fine statement, which husbands the world over knows translates into anything but fine. Eventually, when I come around to articulating or admitting the root of the cause, I will let him know he was right. But whatever causes it, mommy being out of whack impacts everyone in my house and casts a negative shadow wherever I wander on those days. Your home roles may not look like mine, but there are very likely ways in which your family can sense when you are not in your best mindset. And that fact might have the same impact on your family, a domino effect, or a ripple of the rest of them being out of sorts too. Why does this happen? Why is there so much power in our behavior? Today, we're going to look at just one verse in Proverbs 14, one I believe was written for you and for me on the topic of setting the temp in our home. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down." By the same power a woman has to build up her house, she has the ability to tear it down. I'm not sure how that's making you feel, but I'll be honest, it feels like a lot of pressure. It's impossible to go through life without ever having an off day or a grumpy moment. And because of the role we play in our homes, it can have an impact in the moment. But I find comfort and peace in knowing it doesn't have to be a lasting impact if I continuously seek wisdom. It doesn't mean I'll always get it right, but it does mean I'll be on the right side of building my house. It's important to recognize the power we have in our homes, in the lives of those around us. Not to intimidate us, but to help us rise to the occasion. To live the calling placed on our lives to be women who build up our household. We don't have to do this on our own strength. In fact, we are 14 chapters into creating a habit of using God's word as a guidebook to tapping into His strength. Before you even walk through your door today, I encourage you to pray a prayer that God would grant you the wisdom and energy to consciously set the temp of your home to one that is not too chilly or too warm, but just right. Thanks for following along on episode 14. To be included in all the upcoming episodes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Or give it a quick rating, which helps it be available to more mamas just like you. Stick with me as we continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.